Last night was kind of tough on me. I blame it on the fact that I could not sleep because that kind of forced me to just lay there. I don't know, I was kind of just staring at my wall. And I don't know, I was just thinking about all the things in my life going on and how I've been feeling lately. And this is it. Okay, so I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed with so many things in my life. Especially after my birthday, I felt the love. I have everything I could ever ask for right here, except for one thing. Which is, of course, the number one most wanted thing. No, scratch that. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But it is actually, like, a special person. And I feel so, I feel so dumb thinking about it because I don't think you need someone else to make you happy. But sometimes, after a while of being happy by yourself, and no matter what you have, no matter what you buy, or just some, or how many times you just force yourself to smile and just get through the week, the school week or work week, whatever, that having someone there for you is, it feels like it would be at least a little more, bearable the week, And, so I was thinking last night, it's like, okay, I'm 19, and I know I'm young, but at least a lot of 19-year-olds have at least had someone, like their first boyfriend when they're, 16 normally, some people younger. And it doesn't even have to be a real boyfriend. It could have been just, a 2-day thing, 3-day. But I didn't even have that, which I'm probably glad because those are fake and it's just, young kids are, they're kind of scary. So, I guess I'm kind of happy about that, but I would really like to have someone. And I've talked about this before, but of course, this is still how I feel, so the feelings of that, kind of, I don't want to say withdrawal because it's kind of, that's kind of, a weird word. It's like you're having food withdrawals and you're saying withdrawals for a person, which is kind of, gross. Okay. But yeah, that's how I was feeling. And so I was just thinking about it and kind of feeling bad for myself. And of course I cried. But it was only, like, for, 2 minutes, and I was kind of judging myself for crying, because I probably just wanted to sleep, but that's what happened, and it was kind of weird, because I haven't cried, because of my emotions. Oh, right, yeah, I have, because, okay, I haven't cried just by myself before. I've cried over a movie, I've cried over, sad things I've watched, just, like, any other thing that includes my personal feelings. So it was weird, but I guess it was pretty nice to just get it out and then just, like, move on with my life, because I usually try to just brush that feeling off, because I know that I have to wait and be patient, and I can't just force anything to happen. So that's so weird. Why did I do that? But I guess it's normal. Is that normal? Please tell me if it's normal. And also please tell me if it's not, because I would like to know. But yeah, I guess in order to kind of help the feeling, I've been focusing on my schoolwork, trying to do the best I can, studying-wise, and exams and stuff like that, and just doing the best I can and trying to focus my attention on that. Next, I would like to, or I have been spending a lot of time with the family. It's nice to just hang out, and you don't even have to awkwardly talk and whatever, and it's never awkward with my family. My voice is getting dry again. Hold on. But yeah, family. And, I've been buying a lot of things. And, I guess, because I don't know. I've been saving money, but I guess I could save more. So, someone please tell me to stop. But I love clothes so much. And boots. I love boots. And shoes. And I want to get new Nikes. Because the ones that I use right now are kind of old. And it, I don't know. I'm starting to get back into running. Well, I have been running for like months now. Actually, I think over a year. Yeah, it's weird. I used to hate running. This is a side note, by the way. I used to hate running, especially in high school, when we had PE, physical education. I would just not even try. But as I've grown older, running's good for you. And it's nice, the benefits and stuff. So I've been trying to get back into that. I mean, do more of it, I mean. So, what was I saying? Yeah, I want some new Nikes, but they're kind of expensive, and I don't know which ones are the best running shoes. I have Asics right now, but I don't know. This is besides the point, but this is my point. I've been spending, and that's just to fill the void of my feelings. And my nose is crying, but my eyes aren't. I think I have allergies. I promise that's not an excuse. I really probably have allergies. So, yeah, I don't know. I've just been feeling sad. And I guess it was overdue because I've been happy for a while, so feeling sad is kind of, it's that time of the month. No, it's not that time of the month for me. I'm done with that time of the month. It's the other time of the month. This is getting weird fast. Is it getting weird for you? Because it's getting weird. So, that's, I'm sad right now. But, you know, there are so many things to be happy about, and I need to just STF you. You know what I mean? I guess, I don't know, I could just treat myself with a cookie tomorrow. What's your favorite cookie? My favorite cookie is white chocolate macadamia, and I have some that I'm gonna make tomorrow, so if you like it too, we can share. If you don't like it, then you go get your chocolate chip oatmeal butterscotch? What's that? S cookie? Snickerdoodle? Chocolate? Dark chocolate? Now I'm thinking about cookies. Wow. Cookies. Okay. So, cookie milkshakes. Oh my god. A McFlurry. Oh my gosh. I'm changing the subject because it's kind of a depressing subject. But on the subject of McFlurries, have you heard that McDonald's Monopoly is back? Yes, it's back, baby. And last year, I won money. Yes, I won money. And it was fairly a good amount of money. It was like $100. It wasn't like $100. It was $100. And you know what I spent that $100 on? I have no idea, but I probably spent it on boots. Yeah, so I'm so excited. I actually went to McDonald's the other day with family. I know, so bad. But it was McDonald's breakfast, and you can't turn down McDonald's breakfast. And I actually won, not won, but I got in the McDonald's Monopoly thing. I got two of the free French fries and then one free McFlurry. And you know what? I think I'm going to get that free McFlurry tomorrow after I'm done with my homework. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to run because that's a lot of calories. So, yeah. You know what? I'm feeling good. Thanks for helping, guys. Yeah, what do you do when you feel sad? I just like to get my mind off it. And I shouldn't feel sad for, like, wanting a boyfriend. Because, I don't know. There are so many great boys on the internet. And, I personally believe that, long distance is not, it doesn't work very well. And that is beside the point. I'm just terrible at not getting feelings. So I think in person is a lot better. And also, I'm kind of weird. I'm indirecting this at someone. But I'm a weird girl. And I don't know. I'll just leave it at that. So, this is ending really weird, which is great because that's me, right? Am I right? If you got this far, tell or type, wait, let me think. Cookies, no. Your favorite? Oh my god, I don't know where this is going. Tell me your favorite type of flower. Yes. I don't care if you're a man. I don't care if you're a woman. I don't care if you don't like flowers. But you better look up flowers and tell me your favorite looking one. So, that is your homework and you better do it. Or I will do something. I don't know what I will do. But it may include taking all your cookies and eating it for myself. Okay, I'm gonna go. I just stopped the recording while I was saying goodbye. I'm gonna go. Thank you for listening. And stay happy. Yes.